Hello all, this is the second edition of the Withered Hands podcast, or episode 2, or whatever. I'm joined by Lizzie.
Hello, Metal Warriors.
I was saying to you earlier, I've been thinking like of how to introduce you, and I pretty much just said Lizzie, but I've been, you know, saying all like, the Queen of Sleaze, Lizzie E, and stuff like that.
I don't want to be pigeonholed like that. There's more to me than Sleazy Rock.
Well, no, this is true. There is a lot more to you than Sleazy Rock.
And your listeners aren't interested in what I'm into.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, I'm going to play all sorts of type of music. It's not just going to be pigeonholed like that. Liz is enjoying some Galaxy Counters as we talk.
Nice advertising there, Tomo.
Yeah, I was... Damn it. She's eating some chocolate that looked like something. Yeah, I shouldn't say that. Anyway, the first song there, Paradise Lost, that was At Horizon's End. Now, the first gig we ever went to was a Paradise Lost gig.
It sure was.
If I could say it right.
Paradise Lost gig.
Yeah. Yeah, we went to that. Who was the support band again?
Ghost.
That's right, yeah. We saw them just before they really hit it big, didn't we?
Yeah.
And I know you weren't overly impressed.
No. I wasn't that fussed about them. I appreciate they're very good at what they do. A lot of people like them. But
yeah, they're really
popular
now. They
didn't blow
me
away. I love their imagery, though.
It's funny because I've actually, on the playlist for today, I've got a Ghost song later on.
And joy.
But,
seriously, I look forward to hearing that.
Well, I think I played it to you before. It's their cover of the ABBA song, the I'm a Marionette. It's on like the special edition of their last album. It was really hard. They redid the album and they added these bonus tracks. And I think it's very odd for like a band like that to do like a cover such as. But like we were talking about earlier, like,
Yeah, but it's not like they've done a Britney Spears cover. That would just, well, I suppose ABBA's. I mean,
well,
ABBA and Britney Spears.
Aren't they like the originals, you know?
True.
But what were we saying? Like Cradle of Filth, they're very well known for their covers.
Yeah.
We were saying like they've done Devil Woman by Cliff Richard. They've done Heaven 17, Temptation. And again, another band you've seen as well, Cradle of Filth. You were commenting that they were so good. Now,
one of the best live bands I've ever seen.
Now, do you remember any of the lineup? Because I know their lineup's really different now. I'm sure Danny was still in the band.
Danny, Dave Pybus.
Now, is he the guy you had a really good connection with?
Yeah. Maybe.
Yeah. Now, hang on, you've got a famous picture, well, not a famous picture, but you've got a picture where you're with someone, but some guy is putting his head in the way. Now, was that Cradle of Filth or was that Alice Cooper?
That was Cradle of Filth.
Yeah, because was it you and Danny in the picture?
It was.
Yeah. I know I've seen the picture. I've not seen it in a while.
And a guy that I was there with did a photo bomb when I was a bit pissed off about it, to be honest, because I couldn't put that on my wall then, could I?
Well, no, this is true.
It's not every day you meet Danny Filth, but...
How was he in person?
He was awesome.
Did you get
He made
to
a joke about how short he is, which was cool.
Oh, yeah. Well, at least he embraces it. Some people have, like... The little man syndrome.
And he was wearing a lot of makeup. Yeah, he looked really cool. No, he was nice, very humble. I didn't think he was up his own arse like a lot of people say he is.
I don't know him, so I can't really make that opinion.
I don't, but in the few seconds I met him, no, he seemed like a decent bloke.
Now, you've met some, you know, cool people. Like, of course, we like to just...
Lemmy.
Now, Lemmy, that's a story. I wasn't actually going to talk about that, because that makes me sound really bad. But do you want to say the story about Lemmy?
You can say it.
Okay, a couple years back, me and Liz were going to America for personal reasons. Anyone who knows us will know why we were going to America. God bless you, Bri. But it all went a bit wrong. It was when, what was the hurricane?
There was a massive hurricane. And we were flying out to Montana via Washington. But because of the storm... our flight was cancelled for 24 hours, wasn't it?
That's right, yeah.
And they could get, the first flight they could get us on was the following morning.
And that was going to go to Chicago, wasn't it?
Yeah, and we were like, oh, great.
Yeah.
So while we were in the depths of feeling really crappy and walking around the airport aimlessly at like, was it half
It was half past 6 in the morning, yeah.
We went up to use the internet on the second floor.
That was to get the visas, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then Tom turned around and goes, no, Tom says to me, so don't turn round. He said, because you will not believe who's coming through the arrivals. I was like, what? Who? Sort of in a jokey way, so that I would turn round, and obviously I did. And it was only Lemmy. It was Lemmy!
I know. And
I know, yeah.
Was it? We watched him, like, you know, like two fans do. I mean, I know.
It was just him and a roadie, like, pushing his luggage,
wasn't
it?
Right, and he looked exactly as you would expect Lemmy to look, other than he didn't have boots on. He had, like, little trainers
like
on.
Like Converse-type things.
Yeah.
And he'd just got off a direct flight from LA.
That's right, yeah, because no flights were going over, were they? Because, no. As I said, they were cancelled. But we watched him go into
W.H. Smith.
He probably bought a pack of fags or something.
Rock and roll. Or some porn.
Well, yeah, or porn.
Jugs magazine. Or did Razzle. Or I don't know.
I know Razzle. Oh, fuck. He bought something with tits in anyway. And, yeah, so we... So then, of course, I kept saying, you've got to go speak to him, you've got to speak to him. Now, I think at first you were quite apprehensive. I don't think you wanted to, because I think it's early in the morning.
It's Lemmy, isn't it? It's like, he just got off like an 11-hour flight, and it's 6:30 in the morning. Why is he going to want some random going up to him,
well,
kissing his arse? He don't even know who I am, let alone where I've been.
Well, all this said, Liz did go up to him.
Yeah.
And you went up, and I know he was walking, and you went, oh, Lemmy, hi. I think I had to say Lemmy a couple of times. And he did turn round, and he was really cool. He did.
He was the nuts. Yeah. And he shook my hand.
He did, yeah. And I took a picture of you two, which is famous because it's the worst picture ever.
Because I got my eyes closed, because I blinked, and then Tom refused to take another picture.
Only because I felt bad, because we were taking up his time. But, yeah, and there's that, and the fact that I wouldn't shake his hand.
Anyway, isn't it time we got on and played another track?
Yeah, let's stop talking about it, because that make me sound really bad. we are going to play another
What's
track.
What's coming up next, Tom?
Well, I was going to play the Ghost song a bit later on, but I suppose I better do it now.
Yeah, it's fitting, isn't it?
Yeah, we've been talking about it. So, okay, yeah, here's the second track of the podcast. This is Ghost with a cover of an ABBA song called I'm a Marionette. Enjoy.
Pushed around, refugee. So
Okay. So, that was Ghost with I'm a Marionette, the ABBA cover. I could see by your face that you weren't loving it, you know, but...
I thought it was, do you know what? That's not what I was thinking at all.
Oh, okay,
I was actually thinking how they look. They do not sound like they look. They do not sound like, you know, you see their image and you think, oh, they're going to be like balls to the wall metal.
Yeah.
And then they're not.
Well, we had that thing when we saw them, didn't we? Because you've got the big guy with the, he looks like a pope.
Yeah.
And the rest of them, like,
and they're all, like, mysterious, and they're, like, hoods, and they're, you know, draped in darkness, and then they play, I don't know, their music just, I think it's a bit misleading, but fair play to them, I love their look.
I still don't understand.
And they're good musicians.
They are. I still don't understand the black metal elements, because they're famous, like, a lot of people, I wouldn't say they're famous for it, but a lot of people, like, don't you remember when we went, a friend of yours said, oh, she wanted to see them because she heard they were all black metal.
Yes.
And then she went to see that. I don't know if she went in, but they weren't, you know. And I didn't know much of them, but I knew I wanted to see them. And I was quite impressed. I really enjoyed it.
Yeah, I mean, I know they're really popular in the metal scene. I know that, and I respect that. I just don't think that they just weren't what I was expecting, I think.
Yeah, it's a bit of a shock value, isn't it?
Yeah.
But you mentioned another question.
Why is it say Ghost DC?
That, from what I've read on Wikipedia, which, you know, you should never trust.
It's gospel. It's like the Sun newspaper, gospel.
Well, yeah.
Anything you read in there is obviously true.
Well, this is true. We do live by the Sun. Sorry, Sun reporters.
Just for all you people out there that read the paper, there are lots of other papers to choose from that are equally as interesting.
Yeah, I find the Financial Times very good read, you know. As you can tell by my really bad English then. You know. But... yeah, in America, they're known as Ghost BC.
Before Christ.
I'm guessing, because they're a satanic band, aren't they?
Ghost, it could stand for a lot of things. Maybe someone should get in touch and let us know if they know what it stands for.
Well, yeah, but then the people are going to say, well, why don't you just fucking research it yourself? But
because we're lazy bastards, that's why, and we're asking the listeners to do some footwork themselves.
Well, this is very true.
I'm joking.
No, no, no.
No, we'll find out. Find out for the next podcast.
On that vibe, though, I must say thank you to everyone that did actually listen to the last one. I've had good comments. I don't know what people think behind closed doors, but I've had some cool comments.
Good feedback, yeah?
Yeah.
Positive?
Yeah, I found good feedback.
Constructive?
No, just good stuff. I've been told that my journalism is quite good. I know in the future I've got to do a lot more research, but these are still early days. I'm going to...
Early doors, darling.
Yeah.
Early doors.
Sorry, guys. Not exactly. But I do need to give a big shout out. Well, as big as I can. The other day I joined this forum on Facebook. It's like it's pretty much just funeral doom. You go on the search, you type in funeral doom. And the first post I saw was this band called... I don't know if I'm saying it right, but to me it says Dartrophia. And, again, sorry. They are fantastic. I really loved everything I heard. I went onto YouTube and I listened to the tracks I saw and they were awesome. I mean, The Things I See, that was a great track. The Fall, also really good. There's not a lot on there, but they're still new. But I went on there and I really was impressed, like the atmospherics, and there was a great feel to it. And I'm a big fan of funeral doom, as you know, as I stated in the last podcast. I know I haven't played them to you yet, but I made a comment. I wanted the guy to come on, you know, because I saw it was a solo thing, and I messaged him and he was really nice. I think he responded to me the same day. His name's Follow Brochard. I'm probably saying that wrong. I apologise if you're listening. He's a French guy. I wanted him to do an interview, but he was saying, you know, because of his accent and stuff, and because the fact he's French, he wouldn't be able to, and the fact I talk too fast, which it sucks because I really wanted to get his idea and I really want to get his views. But I was looking for his Facebook and looking at pictures, and he looks like he was in other bands, you know, guitarist, and he is what he looks like. He should be a black metalist, if I'm honest. He doesn't rape around? He doesn't... I apologise.
He's open, yeah.
He doesn't race around in, corpse paint. But he's got that face about him, and that is not a negative thing. I think he looks awesome. But I'm going to play some of his track, not on this episode, but on the upcoming episodes. I'm going to play, I'll get some of the tracks, and hopefully, maybe in the near future, if I'm still around in a couple of years and his English is better, or if my French is better, you know, we can try and sort something out. But here's a shout out to him. He's been really cool. He's been really responsive, and I love that. Some news. On the next episode, hopefully, there will be my first interview. And who's that with? You remember?
That's with Swords of Dis.
Yes, that is.
Coming up. You're recording that on Wednesday.
I am, hopefully. We're going to be Skyping that. I need to make sure all my technology is up to scratch. But I'm going to be interviewing that. I'm really looking forward to that. I'm loving the CD. I've listened to it a lot. And it's growing on me. The more I listen to it, the more I love it. And it's just, yeah, I keep trying to describe, like, you know, when you like CDs, and like, at first you don't know about them, but then all of a sudden it clicks. Now, I was thinking, like, when I first heard it, I knew I liked it, but I didn't know why I liked it, and it seems really shilly. But
Really shilly.
But I listened to it, and it's like, I attribute it to, like, imagine you see a picture from a distance, and it's a bit blurry, and you know you want, you know you like it, but you don't know why. But the closer you get to it, the clearer it becomes. And then you're really there. And it's like, whoa, okay. I get everything about this. And I adore that album. It's it's called The Tides of Malediction. I don't know how to pronounce it. I'm going to get them to pronounce it for me. But it is well worth buying, guys. Just go on eBay or go on the Facebook page. Go on Swords of Dis on Facebook. They're an independent. They've got their own record label. Yeah, I'm going to be talking about this. I'm not going to keep going on about it, but I'm going to talk to them, and that's going to be awesome. And hopefully in the future, we will have someone else who's a big special guest. That would be great. I need to get my technology up to date, though, because I don't want it to turn out shit.
It won't.
No, I know. But I am really looking forward to that. I'm really looking forward to both. We're going to try and get some fans also on. Not of this, but of the music, because I really want to know what people think of the music. And we know some people who absolutely, you know, they know what they're fucking talking about. And this is a good thing about Liz. She knows people that are fucking deep into the music. And she's also, she knows musicians from her past, you know. Some we're not going to talk about. But she also knows, you know, some, like Nick out there. He's a musician. He's in a band, isn't he? Like,
yep.
They're popular. Well, they're good. Also,
Sons of Elton.
Yeah, Drew. Sons of. Yeah, they're fantastic.
I mean, local band. Check them out from the island.
Also, Brad.
The Isle of Sheppey.
Brad as well. He's not in the band anymore, but people, please do check out Till I Die and Day.
Yeah.
They are fantastic. And
keep your eyes peeled for Brad Russell, any solo stuff he might do.
Yeah, I have to admit, I'm jealous of this guy because we were going to do some work together, and when he came round, he basically showed me what a musician should be doing, because I wing it a lot of the time with my music, and he was meticulous about what he's doing, and I applaud him, because in about an hour, he wrote something a lot better than anything I've ever recorded. So, and even when he was doing it in his head, like he was doing his own little vocals, it blew me away. And so, yeah, like you said, keep out him. Maybe I'll get him on the show. Like, I'd love to talk to him about it. He's a big fan of art as well, and horror stuff, and yeah, fantastic. But have you found out what BC means? I see you've been looking on your phone.
Well, according to MetalSucks.net,
Metal Sucks.
Ghost BC declare that the BC stands for bullcrap. Basically, the band had to change their name to Ghost BC for legal reasons.
Why? What? Is that all over the show now, or is that not
and
just
that
in America?
And that is in SoundsBlogIt.
Dot it. Looks like an Italian, yeah.
It's an Italian site. But the band aren't particularly happy about it.
Yeah, that sounds really stupid. I don't know why.
The BC is silent, said the Ralph from the band. And as soon as we can, it's going to be taken away forever. So let's just say that it stands for bullcrap at this point.
Before, while you're on that, do they state what the guy's name is? The singer? Because I know the story about him. They replace him, don't they? For every album. Is it Papa something?
Not on this interview, no. It's just talking about the name.
They only ever really interviewed the Druids, I know that. But
I think you'll find They're nameless ghouls.
Oh, sorry, nameless ghouls.
That's what they're referred to as.
I apologise if ghosts ever randomly listen to this.
And this one's called Ralph. How metal is that name?
Ralph. Jesus. And that's Michael Starr's real name. Yeah. Anyone?
For all you Steel Panther fans out there.
Mr. Ralph.
Which I'm very sure if there are, they probably won't be listening to this metal podcast, but...
I don't know. We've got to give people more credit than that.
Yeah, you've got to be eclectic, haven't you, in this day and age? That's one word for it.
Eclectic. Okay, we're going to do another song now, as I think we've babbled on a bit longer and people are probably getting sick of hearing our voices for the moment.
Or losing the will to live.
Well, either way, yeah. We're going to play a Swallow the Sun song now. It's off their second album, which is The Ghost of Loss. Another thing, any of the songs I play, do me a favour, go and buy the albums. If you like what you hear, support the band, because that's the only way music can survive. It can't always survive through downloads.
Oh, old school, baby.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with having a bit of fucking CD in your hand to actually look at what you've purchased.
Or vinyl.
Yeah, or vinyl. God, vinyl, yeah.
Just for all us golden oldies out there.
Well, vinyl's coming back.
I know, yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, this is what a song. This song's called Psychopathic's Lair. Or Psychopath's Lair, I should say. Yeah, as I say, this is off the second album. This was the first album I ever bought by them. I will say it was bought by my mother for me. It's a fantastic album. I got the one with the DVD with it. And I've been lucky enough, I've seen this band twice. I do find that the singer, and I really want you to say his name in a really metal way.
I do not know how to pronounce that.
The singer, Miko Katamaki. It sounds a bit...
He's not Japanese, Tom.
Yeah, he's not...
Where are they from?
They're from Finland.
They're Finnish.
Yeah.
Ah.
I think they keep getting better. Their last album, I like it. I know a lot of people have slated it. I think it was a really good album. My favourite album by them is the New Moon album. I think the black metal elements really, you know, come in really well. Because I find his vocals, he's better growling than he is singing. But there's a good combination there. But yeah, I've seen them twice, once at the Underworld, once at the it's called the Garage. They were supporting Catatonia.
Nice intimate venues.
Yeah, oh my god, I was right at the front.
Yeah, there's no barriers there, is there?
There was at the Garage though, which annoyed me a bit. But again, really close, they were intimate, and I got to play I can't pronounce his name, it's Juha and it's Rabio. He's the guitar player that isn't bald in Swallow the Sun. He's got longish hair. I do believe the Ghost of Lost albums he dedicated to his mum. I believe she passed away.
Oh, bless him.
Yeah, he's a really nice guy, and I got to like play on his guitar actually. But it made me laugh when I saw them. Like, not you people out there go, you can't see what I'm doing, but this lady had a My Dying Bride T-shirt on, and he went, "They are gods," and he put his hand on the shirt. Now the logo of the My Dying Bride was right across this woman's boobs.
Oh no.
And I don't think he'd done it, but he had his hand there for a good, like, 2 minutes, like, "Oh, they're gods, they're great," kept reiterating it, and I don't know if he really knew what he was doing or if he did. I mean, but she was there with her daughter, I think, and, you know, it was an awkward moment, because I was waiting to talk to him, and I wanted his autograph, but he didn't have a fucking pen, and I didn't think to take a pen.
Should have got him to do it in blood.
In blood, yeah. But I got to play his guitar instead, so.
Oh, well.
Yeah, I was happy, and it was really cool. And so yeah, this is a song called Psychopath's Lair. It's one of my favourites off the album. My favourite song I like, I'm not going to play because it's too long, because I need to think of time. But yeah, Psychopath's Lair, this has got a very My Dying Bride vibe to it. And if any of you out there want to turn up your, you know, turn
crank up your mics.
Yeah, just, yeah, get your fucking head moving to this one. Right.
Oh,
Okay, that was Dino Theatres at the end there. Of course, Swallow the Sun were the first song with their song Psychopath's Lair off of The Ghost of Lost, like I mentioned beforehand. The second song there, Dino Theatres with Subject to a Being, that was my intro and outro to the last podcast. I think I also use that as an alarm in the mornings. Dino Theatres, they formed 1991,
was it? That's right, yeah.
91. I've not known them that long, I'll be honest. I knew them from the gig I mentioned last time. That was the first time I'd ever really listened to them. I always was kind of put off by the name. But, you know, as you mature...
You're not the sort of band you take your mum to see, is it, with a band name like that?
No, exactly.
And what's the name of that famous song? Kill Your Mother, Rape Your
Dog. Rape Your Dog, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's not, I don't know if I would take my mum along to that.
I don't know, I think your mum would enjoy it.
I think my mum found Bon Jovi too heavy.
Well, this is it. Well, my mum being a devout Christian would have probably found Dying Fetus song raped at the altar quite fucked up, you know. And that's got a really horrible intro. If anyone out there wants to listen to it, the first 30 seconds of that song is a woman describing what a man is doing to her. And it's not very nice. But
check it out.
Yeah. But I am a fan of Dying Fetus. I love their new sound. I'm not a huge fan of the old raw sound. It was the problem I had with Cannibal Corpse. Chris Barnes, love his voice, but I'm a George Fisher fan. I think
the man with the biggest neck ever
in the world, yeah, the trunk neck, bloody hell. I'll give a shout out to Bandcamp here. They state that Dying Fetus have matured into one of the premier extreme death metal grindcore acts. Now, I support Bandcamp 100%. They helped me get my music out there. And I know they've helped a million bands. I don't know why Dying Fetus are on there, but maybe it's just the new streamer thing. But yeah, that the song that I just played, that was a song called Subject to a Beating, and that is off the Reign Supreme album. An album well worth getting, because I believe Invert, I got confused, because I thought Invert the Idols, which is track one, was the same with track two, but it links in really well. It's got a similar riff going on, and it kind of blends in really well. And the whole album is brutal as fuck.
You should play it to your kids before bed.
I think Alex is going to love it. Yeah. I will play it to him before bed. He grew up on Emperor, so, you know, he's going to love, you know, a bit of Dying Fetus. So I'll point him while playing it, you know, like a good father should. So I'm going to play a band now. Well, we're going to have to wrap this up soon, but I'm going to play Arcana Coalesta. Now, I know you aren't familiar with them. I've been a fan of them for about 2 years. I stumbled across them like a bad man, like torrent-wise. I'm getting out of that. I know. I stumbled across them and...
Dialing 999 as we speak, Tom.
Oh, I'm in big trouble. they're an Italian band. They're from Sardinia. And they were formed, I believe, in 2006.
That's right.
Now, don't ask me to pronounce the name of the first album. I'll try...
How many albums have they had out?
I believe they had two albums. Yeah, two albums. They had two full-length albums out.
What sort of genre are they?
They kind of like funeral doom with... They're black metal. They do some clean vocals. But they've also got a post sound to them.
Right.
And it's something that drew me into them, because I find them... There's more than just the one sound that I like. There's a lot of things going on, and it rings a lot of bells to me, you know, and it's the sort of music, I mean, you know me with my music, it's the sort of music that I lay there and I get lost in, and I won't claim to know what the fuck he's saying all the time.
They're singing Italian then.
Why do you think they're singing in French? Because the album, to me, sounds French.
Well, do you want to play us a track and then we'll try and ascertain what language they're actually singing in?
That's a good idea, actually. All right, then.
Before we move on to that,
yeah,
it says on this site that that the themes of their music are visionary, alchemist and occult. That sounds quite interesting.
Well, I can imagine a visionary thing, because the music gives you visions. I know that's not what it means, but...
Yeah, but it's open to interpretation, like any art form.
Yeah, exactly. No, I totally agree. And a cult? Well, I think by the pictures, that probably suggests. If you ever check out this band, Arcana Coalesta, go on metalarchives.com. They're great for learning about new bands and stuff. They give you really good information. The song I'm going to play now is called Dusk Fall. And it is off an album which is called, I'm going to try and pronounce it.
Go on, Tom.
Le Mirage des Idéaux, or The Mirage of the Ideal. It might be that, I don't know. I've probably just totally fucked up, and I apologise if I have.
Sorry, band, if you're listening out there. our bad English pronunciations.
Well, yeah. I'll just shut up and play the song now. Yeah, this is Dusk Fall from Arcana Coalesta.
Enjoy.
Okay, people, we are nearing the end of the second episode of the podcast. This time, I've been joined by my lovely Lizzie, who has helped me along the way with my banter, which, mwah to you, we're soppy fuckers. It's been great, and I will be dragging her along for some more in the future.
I'll be prepared with my plasters then.
Oh, you better be. We've got to wrap this up now, because we're coming up to the time limit. I'm going to play one more song, and it's going to be dedicated to a good friend of both mine and Liz's. Liz has known him for a very long time.
Too long. No, I mean too many years. I'm saying I'm old. That's all.
Neither Jed nor Liz are old, so don't allow them to say that. I'm going to play a song for him now. He told me once that this song was quite personal to him. It's a song I absolutely love, and of course, like in the last podcast, I explained that we connected via this band. They're Catatonia.
Of course.
Indeed, and just to let you know, again, we're going to see them on May the 16th. If people haven't got tickets, please have tickets, because it's going to be amazing, an unplugged show. I didn't mention as well, I'm not doing concerts this week, I'm not going to explain who's playing where, but I did forget to mention that on June the 14th, it's around that time, My Silent Wake have got a gig in London. It's only £3 a ticket, people. Go out or come out on the night. Go on the computer, find out the exact date. I know I'm going, but me, Jed, Liz, we're going to be there. If you're listening and you're becoming a fan of the podcast, come along, say hi. But more importantly than that, fucking go for the music. I'm a huge fan of My Silent Wake.
And support the band, they're awesome.
Exactly, they're fantastic. They're an amazing band, and one day they'll make something shit. I don't think so.
I doubt that.
No, yeah. So far, not at all. I have to admit, the album Anatomy of Melancholy is played more than it should be. If it was a vinyl, it would have been busted by now. Or a tape, even. You know the days when you used to wear tapes out?
Yeah, I did that.
Yep, we all used to wear tapes out, or the little strip inside would break. Alas, although things may break, things may do this, things may do that, we must come to the end of the second episode now. We shall get this done and upload it. But of course, as I was saying, this song is for Jed. It's a song called My Twin by Catatonia. But this is not the regular version. This is the version that's available on the single. So if anyone has the single, they're going to know this. This is the Opium Dub Mix. It's the same song, it's just a lot mellower. It's the sort of thing you should listen to maybe when you're drunk or something, or in a bit of a somber mood, you know, trying to be reflective, you know. But this is that. And anyway, I want to thank Liz for coming along. She's been great.
Thanks for having me.
You enjoyed it?
I've enjoyed it immensely.
Good.
With an eye.
With an eye. We'll be back. I'll be back. Liz will be back. Even Alice will be back.
And she'll be awake next time.
Well, let's hope she's not awake, because she'll be standing all over the computer and we'll have to keep recording. But I hope this has made some people happy. I hope there's been some knowledge in here that you haven't known before and you've discovered something. And I hope some of the bands have interested you and taken your fancy. I'll be back. Well, hopefully me and Liz will be back next week. No, next week hopefully is the interview, isn't it?
Yeah, tune in next week for the Swords of Biz interview.
Yeah, that's going to be fantastic. I'll get that up and running.
And in the meantime, check them out.
Yeah, as I say, check out Swords of Disc. Go on the Facebook page, facebook.com/SwordsofDisc, SWORDSOFDIS. I don't think you're stupid, but, you know, if you can't hear me clearly, that's what I'm saying.
And also for the non-English speaking people out there, might help them out.
Yes, that's very true, actually, yeah. But seriously, check them out. Amazing band. Going to have them on the show. That's going to be cool. We'll learn all about them. Anyway, playing this out now, Catatonia, My Twin, Opium Dub Mix. Be safe, everybody, and I will catch you down the line.
Adios. Shame.
used to feel like my age when all it's been was it all for nothing. Are you strong when you're with him? Once placed you above us all. You used to be like my twin, and all it's been was it all for nothing. Are you strong when you're with him? The one who's placed you above us all. What is it coming to? I am unwilling to go on. You have lost, no one has won. You used to be like my twin, and all it's been was it all for nothing. Are you strong when you're with him? The one who's placed you above us all.